Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution fixing the rate of levy of property tax for fiscal year 2024. With the adoption of the City of Kenai 2024 annual budget, the estimated property tax revenue based upon a tax rate of 4.35 mils. The rate is unchanged for the last 10 years and will generate the necessary property taxes to support the adopted fiscal year 24 budget. City Manager Terry Eubank provided a background and an overview of the ordinance.
Resolution 2023-38 will set the city's mill rate, which is the rate of taxation that is applied against the assessed value of property within the city for fiscal year 2024. The rate is being set at 4.35 mils, which is the equivalent of $435 in taxes per $100,000 of assessed value. That has been the same mill rate since fiscal year 2015 in the city. It's been unchanged for the last, this will be the 10th year that we've had this mill rate at 4.35, which I think speaks very well of the city in creating a stable tax environment for our residents and for our businesses.
The Alaska State Council on the Arts announced 6 semifinalist designs in the 2023 Artistic License Plate Competition, now available for public voting on the Alaska Arts and Cultural Foundation website. According to the Alaska State Council on the Arts, in keeping with Alaska's ranked choice voting system, Alaskans are encouraged to cast their votes in order of preference. Alongside the main competition, the Alaska State Council on the Arts offered a competition to recognize the talents of youth artists through their K-12 competition. 6 exceptional designs were chosen and will be awarded a $50 honorarium. You'll find a link to those on the story at RadioKenai.com. Alaska State Council on the Arts Chairman Benjamin Brown noted, ASCA has an array of really wonderful programs that support the arts in Alaska and help Alaskans enjoy artistic and cultural activity in their daily lives. And the Artistic License Plate Program is certainly among the most visible and far-reaching. We are very grateful for all the wonderful submissions submitted by Alaskan artists and the hard work of our distinguished panel of jurors who selected 6 finalists. Now the most exciting step begins, with Alaskans being able to rank and vote for their favorite license plates and collectively selecting the 2023 winner. The winning artist will be awarded $1,000 honorarium and exclusive rights to merchandise featuring their design. The remaining 5 semifinalists will be awarded a $250 honorarium. Public voting is open June 10th through July 31st, 2023. To vote, you'll find the link on the story at RadioKenai.com. The winning license plate design will be unveiled August 26th at the Alaska State Fair in Palmer and will be available for purchase at DMV statewide through 2027. The Seward City Council plans to interview all 5 interested applicants in its search for a new city manager. It's the 3rd search in 4 years, according to KDLL. But it might open the application for the seat back up after some city council members said they were dissatisfied with their options. Seward has been in the hunt for a new manager since Jeanette Bauer decided to depart the job for the Soldotna City Manager position in April. The city decided to start the search in-house and receive 5 applicants, 3 from in-state and 2 from outside. The Seward City Council decided during a special meeting to request interviews from all applicants rather than narrowing the pool down first. The candidates will have the option to be interviewed in person or over Zoom, but those who want to travel to appear in person will need to do so at their own expense, the council agreed. The interviews will be 30 minutes each. Every candidate will receive the same questions. A special committee will convene this week to write the questions. The council wasn't able to discuss the specifics of candidates in a public meeting this week, but some members alluded to their dissatisfaction with the level of experience represented among the current slate of applicants. Interviews will be at 5 p.m. Wednesday, June 28th, and are open to the public. More news, RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.